heck, go to your local directory of Chamber of Commerce and write down the names of those five businesses. Find out who the owners are. Find them on Facebook. Those are the people you want to be connected to, right? Go find those people on Facebook and start interacting with them frequently. Friend them and continue to interact with them, okay? Man, I wish this was like a workshop where we could do this, because I can tell you, you guys are going to go home and not do this one step. This one step is what's going to start your referral network. And you have to do it. I mean, if you do anything that Howard's taught you today, that's the step you have to do. You got to find out those businesses that are good referral sources, and then go find out the top businesses that are in those categories, and that is what I call your referral hit list. Everyone must have a referral hit list. Howard, get off Facebook.
I'm looking for
groups. Man, you're addicted to Facebook, dude. Okay. So,
yes, sir.
When you started your referral program,
yes, sir.
Right? Like way back in caveman days.
12, I was 12.
Think about it. What was the first thing you did?
The first thing that I did was, I decided who I was going to go see.
Well, how did you decide who you're going to go see? Okay, so somehow you had to figure out that flooring companies were good referral sources to you, right?
That's what I found out.
All right. And did they give you the list of flooring companies, or did you go research that and find out who they were?
They gave me a couple, and then I just found out where all of them were. And sometimes I'd just be driving along, and I'd see one, and I just went in there.
Okay. So now, today, you go to multiple categories of businesses and lists, right? How do you come up with those lists?
Well, we have those categories, and so I have no idea how my team does it today.
Okay. I guarantee you they've done some research. I guarantee you they've done some research to go and find out who these people are.
Santiago will be able to say that at 1 o'clock.
All right. This is what you have to do. Yeah, the owner of the business, because Facebook, you want to go connect with that person, right? That might not be the person who generates a lot of referrals, but if I was to pick a person, it would be that person. What if that person is not on Facebook? Well, then you can't connect with them, right? Maybe there's another person in that company you connect with on Facebook. Maybe you just go do a visit. You know, in all your visits, and you get the names of the people, you bring them back, and you connect them on Facebook. Maybe when you're at the visit, you find out who that person is and say, hey, do you mind if I connect with you on Facebook?
Right. That's harmless.
Check okay.
So I put in CPA Sugarland. Guess who the first person who comes up is? My CPA, right? And then, so you got all these different CPAs right here so I just put in
there you go.
That's cool.
And believe it, you can hire people on Freelancer who lives over in other countries to do that type of research for you. They know how to do it. Okay, now, let's talk about developing relationships. Friends communicate often to each other, right? That's what friends do. Friends pick each other up when the other is down or sad. Friends congratulate each other. Friends help each other. That's what friends do. And you can do that all on Facebook. It's so cool. All right? So let's talk about it. So one of the things that I do is I scan my feed in the morning for people who are having challenges. And I send them a message. All right? So read your friends' posts. Look for struggles, problems, setbacks, issues, losses, and frustrations.